Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts.
We're going to kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
All right, we're back, and we were just talking about UFC 219's main event, Holly Holm versus, Bej Correa, Chris Cyborg. why did I give Holly Holm the top billing? It should be Cyborg versus Holly Holm.
It's because you have a crush on her.
I sure do. One of the things I'll tell you, since this is the last show of the year, it's the first show of the year, because this will go on tomorrow. This is the first show of the year. There's going to be a little change with the GSMC MMA podcast. Will, you know this. Will be going to China, so he won't even be.
I'm not going to China.
Oh, why am I sending you to China? He's going to Asia.
Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia. He's on a world tour. And so, but one of the things that's going to change about the show is, traditionally, we have a show when there's a major event. And so we end up doing anywhere between one, I do anywhere from 1 to 3 shows per month. That's traditionally what's been going on. This year, and we've had a lot of success, and we've had some great rankings, ratings on iTunes. We've had a lot of really great feedback. And speaking of feedback, you know, if you're enjoying the show, we would love for you to go to iTunes and subscribe and get our show on a regular basis, and give us some positive feedback. But the big change that's going to happen the start of the year is that the GSMC MMA podcast is going to become a daily MMA podcast news program, in which the whole point is to keep you guys, everyone, up to date on what's going on in the world of MMA. So we're going to cover pretty much the main organizations, a lot of UFC news, some Bellator news, some Invicta, one championship. I still want to call it one FC, but it's one championship, and then Ryzen as well. Ryzen keeps coming up in our conversation. Are you noticing this?
Yeah, they be Ryzen.
And Ryzen. So we're going to start making the show a daily show Monday through Friday, and it'll be Monday through Friday. It'll come on at I believe it's 7 Eastern time, 7 a.m. Eastern time every morning. So you'll be able to get this show and stay on top of everything going on in the mixed martial arts world. So if a new fight is scheduled, you'll know about it right away. Anything, any updates about, let's say, with Conor McGregor or Floyd Mayweather, GSP, you'll get all the updates on what's going on in the world of mixed martial arts. You have one spot that you can go to get all the latest MMA news. And get my takes as well. And then from time to time, Wills as well. Because he won't be here every day. But when he gets done gallivanting around the world and he comes back, we'll be able to have him on a lot more as well. Pretty excited about that news. What's your thoughts?
I'm excited too. I can't wait to hear some shows while I'm abroad.
You know, because there's not a lot of shows. The reason for it is there's just, you know, there's a lot of daily shows that talk about football and basketball and baseball, But there's not a lot of shows that keep you up to date, up to the minute of what's going on in the mixed martial arts world. And fights get scheduled all the time. And things, cards get changed. This way, every morning, everyone knows what's going on in the mixed martial arts world. It won't be, we're not making it a 5-hour show or anything like that. Nothing, no offense against anyone that has a 5-hour show. But anywhere, about an hour show every day, just talking about what's going on in the mixed martial arts world. So that's our bit of news about what's going on for 2018. Now let's get back to 2019. Like that, the 18 and 19. You know how I tied that in there? Thank you very much. I'm a trained professional now, I guess. Talking about trained professionals. Dude. Khabib Nurmagomedov. Holy crap. Talk to me. What was your thoughts when you saw Khabib the Eagle fight this weekend?
He is an absolute animal. And when I say that, when I watch him fight, and I watched a lot of fights, when I watch him fight, it's like he's an alpha predator that just finds a way to kill its prey. And it's just, it gets to this point where he's just laying a savage beating, and it's so animalistic and so brutal that it seems like, oh no, it's time. We know this is over. See, we know it's over.
I'm going to jump in here and disagree with you. It's not a savage animal. Yes, it's a savage animal, but like when you say that, I'm thinking like, oh, a hyena's eating a gazelle.
He's savage in his skill set.
That's what? Oh, no. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you, but I think it's even a different level there. It's like Jurassic Park, and the T-Rex is just eating one of the little baby dinosaurs.
Yeah.
He just comes in and just devours.
Yep.
He made Edson Barboza, which is one of the best fighters in the world, look amateur, like an amateur. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right.
This was a tune-up fight.
He's a little baby gazelle, and this lion is just tearing him apart.
Oh, my God. All right, just look at the numbers here. I'm just going to give you numbers. Okay, takedowns. They said 4 takedowns. It seemed like it was 40. Okay. Total strikes, Khabib, 154 to 25. That's, I mean, 154 to 25. Edson Barboza is one of the best fighters in the world, and he only landed 25. Second of all, this wasn't a stand-up battle where one guy was so far superior and he's just landing combinations and uppercuts and all this stuff and kicks. Khabib would take Barboza down and just pound him non-stop with nothing but vicious power shots on the ground. When you talk about control time, they said 10 minutes and 32 seconds of Khabib controlling Barboza, and Edson Barboza, 0 seconds of control time. How is that possible?
Because Khabib let it happen. He was willing to just let it stand up and impose his game there too.
And you know, he just, I can't, and it's bad to talk about, and we'll talk about Conor in just a second, but as I was watching Barboza, and I was like, okay, Edson Barboza is the best striker in the division. Him and Conor McGregor are the best two strikers. The best two kicks in the division, him and Conor McGregor. And I watched Khabib walk through those kicks, and walk through those shots. Did you see it? Like it was in the, I think it was like the third round where Barboza hit him with that spinning kick, and it didn't even faze Khabib. Khabib just kept on coming like the Terminator.
I was thinking the whole fight, he's a Terminator coming after him. This man trains with Cain Velasquez, Daniel Cormier, and Luke Rockhold, and nobody in his division can even muster up anything close to what they offer.
No, nothing. I'm going to say this. I was like, man, if I'm Conor McGregor and I got $100 million and I just watched the last two Khabib fights, I'm never coming back to MMA again. I don't even eat M&Ms. I'm done. I'm not coming back. give me your thought. What did you think of this?
I thought it was, if that fight was to be made, Conor versus Nurmagomedov, I would make Khabib the favorite, but I would also not make him that much of a favorite just based off Conor's resume. And I saw some openings there where Conor can capitalize.
And this is where I agree. There was openings, but the reason why I was looking at it as in shock was the big no-no in fighting is you don't chase and you don't follow. Khabib chased and followed Barboza, took shots from him, and it didn't even faze him. Do you think Conor has heavier hands than Barboza? That's a question that was going on in my head, and I hadn't had a chance to ask you this. Was because Edson couldn't keep him off of him. He just walked through him and just kept coming. And if Khabib can walk through those shots, what happens with McGregor? Because the big difference between both, McGregor's good for the first two rounds. His gas tank is questionable. Khabib is going to take him down at some part. If Conor doesn't knock him out in the first round or second round, Khabib's going to get him on the ground. And at that point, I don't see a chance.
Now, you asked me if I think that Barboza has more firepower than Conor. I wouldn't say so. Because there's two different styles of fighting that right. they have. Barboza throws looping shots, and he throws heavy spinning back head right. kicks. And
Conor's super accurate.
Conor's super accurate, and he throws straight line punches, and he relies on timing to really throw you off, whereas Barboza, he throws it out of nowhere with a lot of power and speed, and he relies on that.
Lightning fast. I agree with you on that one.
So, and the thing that I saw is Nurmagomedov keeps his arms right by his head, which was ultimately nullifying a lot of those head kicks, even though they can get through the guard. He was blocking them for the most part. So when you're throwing a lot of those looping head shots, Khabib can block a lot of them, and he sees them coming for the most part, whereas with Conor, it's coming straight down the pipe, through the guard that is open where Khabib is just looking straight at you. And you can't really defend that, especially with the range and power that Khabib has. Now, Khabib also has more pressure and more takedown skills than Conor will ever face. So Conor's going to have to be a real sniper for that. But now, there lies a chance.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
No, and I agree with you on all of that, because that's one of the things I was looking at when I was watching this fight. I'm like, how do you make it so that Tony Ferguson or Conor stands the pressure of Khabib? And, you know, one of the things when you talk about what you were talking about the looping punches and things like that, I think if you go back and you watch the fights and some of the Khabib's fights, that was the way his defense was by design. He knew that Barboza loves to throw those looping outside round shots, so he kept his guard that way by design. When he gets in there, and also he's working with Rockhold and Cormier and all those guys. When it gets time to fighting Conor McGregor or Tony Ferguson, they'll have a totally different game plan. So I still don't, I think they would already have that prepared in. I don't know. Do you agree with that part?
I don't see Khabib being able to change his default mode of that defense, because every fight that I've seen him in, he uses that defense to get in close with you and make you engage, And then he takes you down and he mauls you.
I tell you what, though. He better be careful. The one thing he put on I don't mean to sound rude, but an animalistic attack on Barbosa. But you can't keep chasing a fighter like that. As Fabricio and how it turned out when he was fighting in Stipe Miocic, you can't chase a fighter like he did with reckless abandon, without one day paying the piper. And that's where I say that Ferguson and McGregor has a shot. But when you look at what he did, he walked right through those shots. Barbosa caught him with a spinning kick and another shot that I thought was going to slow Khabib down. It didn't. Khabib just kept coming.
Yeah, I that's a tough thing for me because I know that every chin has a point where it can be broken. Every chin has a point, and you don't know the point of it. But if you leave yourself open for it, you're giving the fighter another chance. You always got that puncher's chance, but it's even better than that because you're always letting it happen.
I have a smile on my face when you're talking about that. The reason why I have a smile on my face is the fact that you can tell Khabib has never lost in his life.
Nope.
Because he has no fear. Zero fear. Zero. It doesn't matter what you throw at me. I don't care. No, I'm bulletproof. No one has ever proven that they can knock me out. So I'm going to keep on coming.
It might be difficult for him to swallow if he meets somebody that can actually hurt him.
Yeah.
And that's tough to say who can hurt him when he's taking bombs from all three of his AKA striking partners.
Yeah, no, I agree. And apparently Rockhold and him trained together quite a bit. Rockhold's a very sharp fighter. Man, when your training partner is Luke Rockhold, forget about everyone else. Luke Rockhold could be world champion very soon. Former world champion, one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, and he's bigger than you. So you get to pain with one of the biggest, strongest guys in the UFC on a daily basis, and you've never lost. It makes you so dangerous.
And from what I've heard, they're actually highly competitive training sessions.
Yes, that's what Daniel Cormier was saying, that they're very competitive.
So when you have fighters that are 2, 3, 4 weight classes heavier than you, and you're making them super competitive, who is going to beat you in your division? It's hard to see.
I don't like. That's why I'm saying Conor. I love Conor. Some of the new stuff that Conor's been doing has been kind of crazy. I want to see him either give the title up or you know fight. But if I'm Conor, when you get that kind of money, the desire, the thing that made Conor great is Conor had the desire to fight and make money, and he was hungry. But when you got a big old belly full of food, the hunt is not that strong anymore. I wonder, that's my question. Is that hunt in him still strong?
I think he has some unfinished business in the octagon. I think all these words that people are saying to him, how he's not a fighter anymore, how he can't stand a chance against the real champions and whatnot, I think that's going to get to him ultimately. And I think that's what's bringing him back.
Fighters cannot... Conor has proven that you can't underestimate him. You know, and we've been talking, spending a lot of time talking about Conor and Khabib. What about Ferguson and Khabib?
Well, first of all, if Conor was to make the choice of coming back, then Khabib would have to take a back seat because Conor versus Tony would have to happen.
Yes, that would have to. Yes, I agree.
If I was Khabib, I would probably wait, but I don't think he wants to, and I don't see anybody in the division beating him, but I wouldn't also want to take on that risk because you have a guaranteed title shot facing the winner of those two if that was to happen. Now, back to your point of Khabib versus Tony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see that as a different type of fight than Conor and Khabib. I believe that Tony is willing and even more dangerous on the ground against Khabib.
Woo, really? Okay, let me hear why. Because I look at this fight as I think Conor is way more dangerous, and I don't think as I'm thinking about this, no, I was still on the ground. Khabib is a different animal than every person I've ever seen on the ground. I think he's the best fighter on the ground I've ever seen. It kind of reminds me of the old school Tito Ortiz before everyone got to the skill set where they're at today. He's doing the ground and pound like nobody else. I don't think
the only fighter that is that I can compare to him as far as ground and pound goes is Fedor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Fedor in his prime. Fedor against Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira. You check out that fight and you see some of the hardest ground and pound shots landed ever. Second best? Khabib. Khabib is probably better overall. Okay. But I would say that in his time, in his prime, Fedor had the best pound for pound overall. I'm comparing that to all the elbows and the punches that Tito Ortiz landed, all the elbows and punches that John Jones landed.
Mm-hmm.
I would say pound for pound, he just had a way of slivering through the guard and destroying folks on the ground.
Now, the reason why I laughed the way I did was, first off, Will was smiling at me when I was talking about Tito Ortiz. And so I'm like, okay, what's going on? And one of the things you guys don't know, whether it's, you know, texting or talking on the phone or whatever it is, Will and I always have this whole debate about Fedor. And Will loves Fedor, and rightfully so. He's a big Fedor fan. And so I was so far away from even considering Fedor in that situation. And he inserted in a Fedor comment. It was just priceless.
I'm going to sit down with you one day and we're going to watch Fedor highlights. And then I'm going to ask you what can be done about this man in his prime. Nowadays is a different story. That's a whole different thing. But let's go back to Khabib and Tony. Tony is extremely confident in his jiu-jitsu on his back.
Yes, I agree.
He's a 10th planet guy. So he's taught by Eddie Bravo. And if you look at a lot of his previous fights, and in his last fight against Kevin Lee, he was so much more dangerous on the ground than even his orthodox striking skill would allow him to be on the feet. So that would be it would be a clashing matchup there, because I definitely think that Khabib is going to bring it to the ground. I definitely think that Tony would have some success standing up, but ultimately it's going to be a ground battle. And I think that Tony will pose some challenges that Khabib hasn't really seen before, just because of the unorthodoxness of 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu.
All right, then here's my question. Tomorrow, the fight happens. In a cage, you have Khabib versus Conor McGregor, and you have to pick one right now. Who's going to win?
Well, barring that someone's in fight shape,
relative, they're all in peak, no injuries. Everyone's in peak shape.
Ooh, that's a tough one, but I'm gonna have to say Khabib just based off of activity.
I agree. I take Khabib. I'm saying even with activity, even if let's say McGregor came back and had a couple of fights, I would still take Khabib.
What would your odds be, or what percentage?
No, I'm just trying to figure out where. Okay, so Khabib moves on from Conor. So, Conor versus Ferguson.
I would take Conor.
Okay. So, if you're saying, and then Ferguson versus Khabib.
I would take Khabib.
Okay. So, if you're saying Khabib can be, you're, in your opinion, Khabib is better than Ferguson and Conor. And I agree with you big time. And you will take Conor over Ferguson, which I agree with you as well. That's what I'm getting at. I don't see anyone stopping Khabib except for AKA.
Well, the thing is,
and the reason why I say AKA
and definitely the injuries and whatnot.
Yes, because everyone gets injured at AKA. It's one of the best training organizations you can find. It's just there's been a lot of injuries. And I think it's because they challenge each other so much. But unless an injury happens, I just don't see anyone stopping Khabib.
The thing is, I think that Conor has a better chance at beating Khabib than Tony has a chance of beating Khabib.
Interesting. Tell me why.
Well, I would take it as I would just go back to the striking department versus of Conor versus Khabib's wrestling. And I think that's closer than the jiu-jitsu department of Tony Ferguson to Khabib's wrestling department.
The reason why I agree with you is that when Conor is in the ring, and Conor says it better than anyone, he's very efficient in the ring, and he's very patient. Conor's not going to overcommit himself to get caught up, and Conor can finish and hurt you fast. If there's anyone that's going to... Khabib is more likely to rush in and walk into something with Conor than Ferguson is to get Conor on the ground and take him out. I mean, take Ferguson to take Khabib on the ground and take him out. Or for Ferguson to stop him. I think Ferguson is the least equipped to handle Khabib.
Yeah, I think Khabib would...
And I want to make sure everyone realizes... Ferguson, El Kakui, is a bad man. We're talking about truly the elite of the elite. So we're not bad-mouthing Ferguson whatsoever. Ferguson's just a bad man.
Ferguson is such a bad man that he has no fear to a certain degree, that he'll throw himself into sticky situations and be very risky as a fighter.
And that's what I think is dangerous for Ferguson, is the fact that he is willing to take those risks. And there's a lot of reward for that risk, but if you don't land on aces, you are done with Khabib. There's only aces or snake eyes when it comes to Khabib.
Yeah, and I would definitely think that Conor's hand is stronger because of just the type of fighter that he is versus the type of fighter that Khabib is. If I'm gonna go to war with somebody, I think I could go with Tony over Conor, because Tony is willing to go into those deep trenches that Conor may not be as much.
Okay.
He has the cardio and he has kind of the mentality that we have seen. Like, Conor struggles through 5-round fights and he has a cardio issue.
Yes.
Tony does not.
No, Tony and Khabib, there is no cardio issue.
If I was going to go to war with anybody, let's just get to honest, I would go with Khabib.
Yeah, okay. Khabib now smashed. We're on the same page, because I'm taking... Khabib is so impressive. I think he's the best fighter on the ground of any fighter on the roster. I don't think there's anybody on the roster, that's including Damian Maya, that's Yoel Romero, Jacare Souza. I would rather on the ground, I'm taking Khabib.
I gotta go with you on that opinion too. Khabib smash. Khabib smash.
And now, when we come, we're going to take another break. But when we come back, we're talking about fighters on the ground and performing well. We're going to switch back over and we're going to talk about that Carla Esparza, Cynthia Carvilla fight. When we come right back, just stay tuned.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.